next reader is Dick Cummins. Don't take this the wrong way.
It's called Don't Take This the Wrong Way. I'm retired and bored, so I drive rideshare. You pick up riders at the airport, and if they're interested in chatting, they'll say, "How long have you been driving for Uber?" And I say, "Started about the same week my wife retired and came home to work in our bedroom office." And after 43 years of marriage, by noon we were starting to get on each other's nerves a little. And she says, "I don't want you to take this the wrong way, dear, but maybe you could look into driving for that Uber thing. You could use my car, it's really comfortable." Then a week later she's at it again, "Please don't take this the wrong way either, dear. But I might have married you 43 years ago, for better or for worse, but just not for lunch." I was telling a story a few months ago, and a gal in the back seat says, "You sound just like my dad. He turned 70, sold his little business, and started trying to boss my mother around in her own home." So after a week of this, she says, "I don't want you to take this the wrong way, dear, but if you don't get a part-time job, I'm filing for divorce." So now, since he's been working at Home Depot for 2 years, they're happy as clams. Last month, I'm driving a woman to the airport, and she's carrying on about how much it's costing to keep her mother in an assisted living facility. "It's $7,500 a month," she says. "That's $90,000 a year." When I get home, I tell my wife about this. Here we go again. "I don't want you to take this the wrong way, honey. But seems to me you've been on assisted living around here for years, and I've never seen a damn dime of any $7,500. And there are some riders you should not ever tell jokes to. I pick up 3 middle-aged men at the airport disguised in business suits. They need to get down to the convention center right away. "What do you do around here for pro football now the Chargers ran off?" one asks. I tell insulting Charger jokes. You want to hear some? They do and laugh, but when I hit the punchline of the last one and the best joke, there's silence. It's a hilarious joke. How are old Charger home games and Billy Graham revivals exactly alike? Well, because they can both get 50, 60, 70,000 fans to leap to their feet and shout, "Jesus Christ!" Finally, one of the suits breaks silence. "Don't take this the wrong way," he says, of course. "But can we use your joke in a seminar?" I say, "Sure," and look up. And the sign over Concourse D says, "Religion in America is not a joke. Assembly of Lutheran Pastors, Missouri Synod." So try Ubering. You might like it. And by the way, I grossed almost $29,000 last year. Just neighbors driving neighbors, as he likes to say.